Our count out to 508. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The latest maxing trend. They call it solo maxing, in which people choose to stay single. It doesn't need your fancy Gen Z word. You're single.
You're not solo maxing. You're single. That's it. Right. Nothing more to it.
Solo maxing.
My God, man.
Yeah. Like, if a woman says that to me, I tend to believe it more.
Okay.
Than a dude being like, no, I'm choosing to stay single. Like, maybe. Are you?
Right. I've seen how you are.
Okay, you want to be single, but are you trying to get laid?
Mm-hmm. Right. Correct.
Very different thing.
Yeah.
Solo max. Listen, when it comes to the whole maxing thing, if you're not creating something new, don't put maxing on it.
For real.
If I have diarrhea, I'm not brown maxing.
See, that's where you're wrong, in my opinion.
What? You,
I put maxing on everything now.
Do you?
Yeah. Just because it's stupid, it's fun to do.
Like ketchup maxing?
Like hot too dog much maxing. Well, I wouldn't
drink
ketchup.
Masking.
Yeah, you're like, it's Saturday.
You're a mustard maxer.
I'm Miller Lite maxing. You know what I mean? Like, I just have fun with it because it's so stupid.
You know what? To be fair, Ted's absolutely the cure to all this. As much as I hate,
use it for everything.
Right. I hate the maxing thing, but you know what? It's a younger kid thing, so we older people need to do it. Therefore, they'll let it go. But, you know, back in my day, solo maxing, that was just called working on yourself.
I'm taking
time to date me.
That's like, I know, and there's all these different titles and stuff now, but like I was talking to somebody, and they said, well, the neighbors, they're asexual. And I looked at them and said, back in my day, just meant you can't get laid.
I think it still means the same thing.
It's called a drought.
Yeah, right, and I get it. Sometimes people ask me, I go, I don't really put any effort into it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not like, oh, I'm just staying solo on purpose.
Right, right. You're not dedicating your willpower toward it.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, you're not maxing, Ted.
I'm not.
New York City is implementing plans to replace nearly 30,000 parking spaces with trash bins.
Ooh, trash maxing.
Trash maxing.
Do they need them, I guess?
That's where I'm at. Because I'm looking at it like New York City, they could use parking spaces. However, from what I hear, they could use trash bins too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're trying to encourage more people to drive downtown.
I guess. I don't know.
Seems like a bad idea in New York.
At least they're just trying to make sure that people pick up after themselves and don't litter near as much.
Or steal trash cans.
Florida's temporary sloth import ban has expired.
Thank God, because it worked so well last time.
That's right. I knew it was coming.
So does that mean people are going to start importing sloths?
Yes. Now
if
they
they're
can.
Waiting for, they can, and it's Florida, so they will.
Where would you import a sloth from? Does anybody know where sloths are native to? Let's see if we can.
I know they're jungle creatures.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, okay.
I mean, they might be native to a few places, but I feel like they're down there.
Who has tigers? So India has tigers. Anywhere else got tigers?
Okay. Their primary range spans across countries such as Costa Rica, Panama, Honduras, Brazil, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, Venezuela, and Bolivia tend to be around Central and South America.
So places without tigers. Yes, okay.
Pretty much. Can't have the tigers.
My buddy's sister runs an animal rescue in Costa Rica, and I know there's a lot of sloths.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the only reason I knew that.
I feel like they, along with pandas, are the animal that needs a lot of help. You know, pandas, they have no natural predators because we keep them in cages.
But there's no possible way. They're just too stupid.
Because they will kill themselves if they're out by themselves. Sloths, man, they can't move.
Not with any kind. Oh, I did see one documentary, and they move at the speed of sloth, right? But it was mating season.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess they're following a male, but it heard a female doing her sex call somewhere up the river. They showed this thing in the river. Bro, this is like Michael Phelps. I'm like, when it comes to getting ass.
I'm coming.
I'm there.
Look out.
I know y'all have missed it, but put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. I give you guys a 20% chance of success on this one. It is open to all. Here we go. So this is an adjective brought to you by the letter I.
All right.
Okay. This is somebody or something described as this is not capable of being appeased or changed. An I word meaning somebody that is not capable of being appeased or changed.
Insufferable.
Insufferable. I like it. You're in the right length, but no, that is not the right word.
So they can't be changed.
Not capable of being appeased or changed. Correct.
I word.
The word is
imbecile.
Implacable.
Implacable?
Implacable.
Huh. Okay.
No plaque for you.
No plaque for you.
Great teeth, but you can't please them.
That's right. Implacable. I've never heard this word used.
Nah, me neither. So. Until just today.
There's a parasite causing bouts of explosive diarrhea that's surging nationwide, though cases in our area remain at normal levels.
How do you know that?
We almost went with that for a question today. It's like six different news stories from different places. Like, we got diarrhea. Look, but I did read the thing where it says King County specifically. We cannot speak for all Washington State, but whatever our normal diarrhea rate is, apparently King County is holding strong with our usual diarrhea rate.
Well, I don't know. So did the parasite catch up to us, or are we still?
I don't know. I think
some people are just we don't care. We'll talk about anything.
Sure.
But I mean, that's not just like if I saw you and I hadn't seen you all day, and we're meeting up for I'm doing drinks, like, dude, I don't know how long I'm going to last. Explosive diarrhea day.
Right.
I might like, man, I need to excuse myself.
You're right.
I'm not going to just tell you oh, what an appetizer. Oh, by the way.
I have explosive diarrhea.
Some people are.
If somebody texts me and we're supposed to meet up just for drinks or dinner, it's a buddy.
Yeah.
And he just says, man, I got a bad stomach ache. I can't go. It's implied he has diarrhea.
Sure.
Explosive.
He doesn't have to spell it out.
I'm stuck on the toilet, man.
By the way, is there diarrhea that's not explosive diarrhea?
Right.
To me, it seems like, look, you might be able to fight it for a couple of minutes, but at the moment of truth, it's always explosive.
Well, you hold it. When it's there, when it's knocking on the door, go answer the door because it's there.
That's how you know it's diarrhea.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes it can be runny, but it's diarrhea, but it's not like.
But at what point, how bad does it have to be where it's like, oh, hey, look, man, you don't just have diarrhea. You have explosive.
If you see it on the bottom of your toilet seat, is it you've exploded?
Yeah.
I've had those before, man.
Same about, so have I.
That's why you don't want to live with women. The hole underneath.
Or children.
Looks like a cat sprayed it.
So what they have here, because this is according to AI, there is a difference.
All right.
Regular diarrhea is medically defined as having three or more loose or watery stools in a single day.
That's diarrhea.
It occurs when the large intestine fails to absorb excess liquid, causing waste to pass through the digestive tract too quickly. Explosive diarrhea shares the same underlying causes, such as viral or bacterial food poisoning, parasitic infections, or food intolerances, but features a more forceful propulsion of waste. The primary differences include force and speed, gas and sound, and volume.
Okay, all right. Then I've been there.
I think I've been there, too.
Yeah, I think we all have.
I think I've had it where it's like, oh, that just let go pretty easy. But then there's, like you're saying, when you hit the bottom side of the toilet seat.
Yeah, I lifted the kid's toilet seat clean. Like a month ago. My God, man. It was just like, did any of it go in the toilet?
You ever had it where it kind of, it's like a shotgun blast?
Oh, yeah, and you're done.
And it sticks to the toilet bowl?
Mm-hmm.
The flush doesn't take care of it. You've got to scrub it afterwards.
Like someone did today in there.
Oh, really?
No.
All back stall looks horrible, man.
I
felt bad.
I did it on the plane flying back. When did we come back? Friday night. All right. It wasn't like diarrhea or anything, but I would just say that I'd had a chocolate milkshake a couple hours before we got on the plane. Now, to be fair, I did not order it. Kids wanted to stop and get ice cream on the way to the airport. We're like, fine, whatever. It's super hot. So they got ice cream. I went to smoke a cigarette. When I came back, my wife handed me the cup, and I said, what is this? She goes, it's a chocolate milkshake. And I'm like, we're getting on a plane. I'm not going to not drink it, but we're getting on a plane.
That's a six-hour bird.
The stomach started going, and I'm like, all right, man. So I go back, use the bathroom. Well, diarrhea or anything, just a poop. I do my bit. When I look in there, it is just stuck to the side. Keep in mind, when those things flush, man.
Turbo.
Right, and it was still there. It was two flushes. Then when I come out, they're doing beverage service. So me and two other guys, we have to kind of wait until they're done. And all I can think is, I don't want anyone going in there because they know I came out of it. So I went back in there a third time. It wouldn't go.
Who left that in there?
Dude, it was. They're probably still trying to get that thing out of there.
A family on vacation in San Diego found something a little disturbing in their Airbnb house.
What did they find?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast, you may have heard of him, Prince Harry.
Oh, yeah.
So last week, Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle, they returned to the UK for the first time since 2022, after the big public falling out and all that stuff. Anyway, they spent time with King Charles and Queen Camilla. who haven't seen their grandchildren in 4 years. Keep in mind, the grandchildren are 7 and 5 years old. So obviously, these kids have changed a lot in that little bit of time. But on Saturday, as Harry is a charitable young man, he attended a children's charity event. And one of the things he did with the kids was goat yoga. And he seemed to be having a lot of fun. And so one of the cute little goats, yeah, stomped on his balls.
And hard. You see him just go down. I mean, he's on the ground.
He took it, let me rephrase it. He had the reaction all of us have, which is both hands cover your groin. Then he started laughing. But yeah, he's doing goat yoga. He's tiny little cute goats. And all four of these legs came down directly on his nads, man. And fun time over. So we pour this booze. Somebody said they're not protecting the crown jewels. Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.